This winter, the board will consider changes to commercial, subsistence, and sport fishing in the Bristol Bay region.
For the Bristol Bay Finfish meeting, I think we have around 70 proposals, and that's down a little bit from the 2012 meeting when we had about 91 proposals.
That was Fish and Game Deputy Director of Commercial Fisheries Forrest Bowers. The largest chunk of the proposals, 24, target district-specific management plans and regulations for Bristol Bay's commercial salmon fishery. Another 6 proposals address district boundaries and gear, 14 seek to change registration dates and requirements, and 9 would allow permit stacking in one form or another. Port Hyden residents have also suggested moving certain parts of the Alaska Peninsula management area into the Bristol Bay fishery. Those proposals will be discussed at the Bristol Bay meeting.
And then the board would actually deliberate on those proposals at the Alaska Peninsula meeting. And so that's typically the board's process when there are proposals that sort of involve multiple areas or overlap areas.
That meeting is in late February. There are also 5 proposals each for sport and subsistence fisheries and 4 for the herring fishery. The board considers changes to each region on a 3-year cycle. Proposals are submitted by members of the public, regional advisory committees, and other organizations. For this winter's meeting, they were due last spring. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.